Good morning, and thank you for joining me on Coffee at KYUK. It's that time of year when Alaskan artists can apply for a Rasmussen Award to fund an independent project. Today I'm speaking with Laura Ellsworth from Bethel Council on the Arts and 2019 Rasmussen Independent Artist Awardee, Neva Mathias. Thank you for joining me, ladies.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Hey, Neva. Laura, I'm going to start with you. Can you tell me what the Rasmussen Individual Artist Awards are?
BCA was really excited to partner with the Rasmussen Foundation this year with these kind of getting the info out to artists in the region about these awards. And they call it a project award. If you are an Alaskan and if you are an artist, so if you've been in Alaska for 2 years, if you're eligible for the PFD and you call yourself an artist, then you're also eligible to apply for this grant. The grant is $7,500 for those that are granted it, that win it, and it's for a short-term project. So it's for individuals or groups of artists that are working on a specific project. Maybe you're just starting out your career and you need some capital to build up some product or some space, or maybe you've kind of been thinking about a project for a long time, but just don't quite have the resources to make it happen. This is what this grant is there to kind of help close those gaps.
So it's to support artists in Alaska, and it's also for a project, to fund a project. Neva, you won in 2019. Can you talk about your project? How'd you come up with the idea for it?
I had to read through what they meant. So I went online at that Rasmussen Foundation site and read about them, and then it had categories. And since I was a mature artist, since I've been an artist for years and years, like these past 20, 30 years, I consider myself a mature artist. So I applied for an award that was right for me, which was a fellowship award. Since I've been an artist for doll making, artist making baskets, these past 30 plus years. So I went into that and I just followed the process of questions and categories and went from line to line. So that's how I chose my category under traditional arts.
And Neva, what was your project?
My project was under traditional arts. It was a sealskin doll face, sealskin face, Tupi-Kupi dolls.
And just to clarify, you applied for the $7,500 or the $18,000 award?
The fellowship is for 18,000, and that's
Wow.
what I applied for. Yeah.
Congratulations. That's so cool.
Yeah.
How
Thanks.
did you feel when you were awarded the grant?
The summer of 2019, after I applied, I was at my fish camp for a while, and then I had a message in my email, and I didn't quite, it didn't register in my mind what where it was from. So it took me a couple of weeks, and then I looked into it, and then I saw a message number at my house after I got back from my fish camp, and I, oh, Rasmussen. And then I called that number and spoke to that person, or that person told me about it, and I was so surprised, and I went, "Are you for real?" I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it for a while. Yeah, sure.
That's fantastic.
Thrilling and exciting.
How cool. What do you think was the hardest or most difficult part of the application process?
I tried it twice before, and it took me a while, to get used to it. I started on it like that a couple years before, and since I was new to computer work and all that, I didn't make it through. And then that year, I didn't get to finish it. But in 2019, since I was more familiar with it, I went step by step, and I did my best with English writing and grammar and things like that. Just followed the step by step, and that's how I got better at applying for it.
So this was your second time applying?
That first application, I didn't finish it, so I didn't send it in. But the second time around, I finished everything and I submitted it. And that was my first time submitting it in 2019.
And did you get any help with your application, any support? At the time, I think Bethel Community Services Foundation was helping out.
I think I did. I went to Bethel and got a little bit more information like in 2018, but that wasn't the right time to finish the application process. So I didn't get to finish that. So I had some insights about the application at Bethel.
Laura, what kind of support is Bethel Council on the Arts offering this year for anyone who's interested in applying?
BCA's role this year is really to support artists really in whatever way we can as they're moving through the application. I mean, it's kind of a weighty application. There are a few different components and things that need to be thought through and written out, and that takes a little bit of time and a little bit of effort. And so when artists are first looking at it and working through those portions, we really just want to be here as a sounding board and a second pair of eyes. And also, if there's areas where you're just going through the application and you find yourself just not quite exactly knowing which direction to go to, that would be where we would hope you could reach out to us, and we could kind of talk through some of those things with the artist. They ask for certain things like an artist resume or an artist statement, and oftentimes people haven't really written those types of things down before or thought through them. And so that's where BCA would love to come in and just be supportive to you along that application process and help you in those areas where it's maybe becoming a little bit difficult to complete the application. We'd hope you'd reach out to us and we could help you move through those areas.
If people are listening now and they're interested in applying, how should they reach out to you? Where should they look for information?
I'm the main contact, and you can email me or visit us on the BCA Facebook page and send us a message there. That's generally the easiest way for people to find us. But you can also give us a call. Our number is 907-538-9163, and that gets you to me. And we would just have a short chat about what your vision is as an artist and why you're applying and what projects you're thinking about, and just kind of chat through some of the more detail-oriented stuff with the application.
Neva, back to your project. I'm curious about your doll making. I've seen your dolls and they're just incredible. Can you tell us a little bit about where you learned that craft?
I learned doll making, or I picked up doll making like in 1980s. Late 1980s, like more like 1987, then on, I picked up my doll making, because when my mother passed, she was a doll maker and a basket maker, so she left quite a bit of material. So I kind of picked up because I was around her my whole life and knew her process of basketry and doll making, so that's where I picked up my sewing skills. So after she passed in 1987, I picked up her material things, and I started my, well, experimenting how I can make my own dolls, thinking about how she used to do them. So I wanted to make a lot of things like just like my mother did. So I kept on doing it and learned to love sewing. And ever since then, I've been improving my doll making skills, and now they're more like lifelike, and it represents Alaska natives or Western Alaska natives, because that's who I am. Because I have my own materials, my son's catch the seal during the winter and spring times, and I have to process my own seal skins at home and mainly at the fish camp. So I have different ways of processing the seal skins to make the mukluks, the soles and the faces and the mittens or the hands that I use on my dolls. It takes a long process, but it's something that I love to do.
How did this award money, the $18,000, how did that help you with your art?
It helped me get more material or material stuff that I add besides my sealskin material products that I use. Examples are like fabric material for the cusbucks and fur skins like beaver or mink or something that is bought from a shop in Anchorage. And so I ordered quite a bit of those, and they are expensive, especially the fur. And it's expensive to travel to Anchorage too. So one thing it really helped me is get a boat and a motor so I can continue to catch our main food, which is the seal. And my seal skin products come from those that my boys catch during the winter and spring. It helped me, get a boat and motor, which will last for probably, that boat will last for more than 20 plus years. So we'll always have that. And I know we'll continue to get those things for my family and for the families in the village.
Oh, that's awesome. What a great investment. Did anything surprise you along the way, like after you got the award? It sounds like you were really surprised when you heard that you got it. But after that, did anything surprise you?
Well, so much that I needed was, what I wrote in that application. A lot of it I actually got, but then there was a little turnaround, and which I used some of that money for transportation need to get the sealskin products that I use by investing in getting a boat that was unexpected, but I had to make a choice, and I wanted to invest in the future, which includes my doll making.
Mm-hmm. So, what advice would you give to other artists in the region who are considering applying for a Rasmussen Award?
Okay, love your art, whatever you do, whatever products that you use, and if you love your art and you plan to continue doing that and even to improve, keep doing it. Love your art, whatever it is. And when you apply, just be truthful and honest and use details, of what you use and what you like to do and what products you actually use. So.
Oh, I like what you said about loving your art. That's great advice. Laura, do you have anything else you want to add about, how about deadlines? We haven't talked about deadlines for this.
On February 4th, we are going to have a workshop online. It'll be Zoom, and you can see all the details on our BCA Facebook page. We're co-hosting that with the Rasmussen Foundation folks about 2 hours in the evening. It'll be a time to talk about the application itself, and then a time for artists who have worked through the application a little bit to kind of come with questions or get some clarifying answers for portions that they aren't quite sure about. So that's a really great opportunity for anyone who's working through the application. And I would really recommend attending, whether you've started the application or not. Hopefully you would have by then, but whether you have or not, it's a really great opportunity to come and learn more about the grant itself and how to apply.
Awesome. So that's February 4th, an online workshop, and you can find out more at the BCA Facebook page.
And then there's kind of a soft deadline for a first application of February 14th, and it's a great opportunity for people to submit their application in full and then have folks at the foundation take a look at it and make sure you have every piece that you need. They'll send you any information back if you've forgotten a portion, and that gives you kind of a second look. And then the final application is going to be due on the 1st of March. So it's kind of a stepped process. But I also just wanted to say that I feel like there are so many really amazing artists out in the Delta, and they really deserve funding like this. I'd hope that if you're listening right now and you consider yourself an artist, whether it's your full-time gig or part-time thing or just something you're really passionate about, I would recommend applying for this, because if you win an award of this type, it just really helps you accelerate the production of your work, or maybe the scope of your work, being able to focus in on a project you've been thinking about. It benefits you as an artist, but I feel like it also is really beneficial to the community that you're in to see that type of stuff being produced.
Yeah, I just want to second what you said, Laura. And I also applied as a photographer. I applied for a Rasmussen Award and got it in 2019, the same year that Neva did. And the one thing that I didn't expect was a lot of promotion. So Rasmussen really goes out of their way to promote you as an artist. They take out, like, you know, one page in the Anchorage Daily News and promote all the artists who won, and they share your work on their Instagram feed and Facebook page. And so there's really a lot of support beyond just the funding. I really hope people apply. I'm with you guys. I think mm-hmm. we have so much talent out here.
Yeah, and I love what Neva said. I mean, it really comes down to loving your art. And I think that really translates when you're applying or when you're creating, when you love what you're doing, it people can really resonate with that.
Neva, did you have anything else you wanted to add?
After you apply, and even if you don't get an award, there's another year to do it, try again. So don't give up. You know, each year they offer these things, so go for it. And in the villages, the artists can ask the school or English teachers too for help.
That extends to anybody. I had support from Lisa Whalen at the Bethel Services Community Foundation, and Lisa really helped polish my application and help it shine. So just having a second set of eyes can really help getting that feedback.
Yeah, that really helps too.
That was Laura Ellsworth from Bethel Council on the Arts and 2019 Rasmussen Independent Artist Awardee Neva Mathias. Applications for Rasmussen Artist Awards are now open. You can visit rasmussen.org and look out for Bethel Council on the Arts workshop coming up February 4th.